The fourth Shir HaMa'alot, Mizmor Kof Kaf Gimel, Psalm 123, exhibits a seemingly inverted structure. It begins with the solution. Elecha nasati t'einai hayoshevi bashamayim. Towards you do I lift my eyes, O enthroned in heaven. Then it justifies its complete dependence on God. Hine ke'einei avadim el yad adonehem, ke'einei shifcha el yad givirtah, ken einenu el Hashem Elokeinu ad shechonenu. As the eyes of slaves follow their master's hand, as the eyes of a slave girl follow the hand of her mistress, so our eyes follow Hashem our God in anticipation of His grace. The next verse is the actual plea. Honenu Hashem, Honenu, ki rav sava'nu vuz. Show us grace, Hashem, show us grace, for we have been the object of far too much contempt. Only now has the problem, ongoing derision, been stated, and then repeated in greater detail in the closing verse. Rabat sav'alah nafshenu halla'ag ha'shananim, habuz lig'eyonim. Far too long have we been the object of scorn by the carefree, of contempt by the haughty. Even the first sentence of the Mizmor is inverted. Elecha nasati et einai. Instead of the more natural, nasati et einai elecha, or et einai nasati elecha, in both cases putting elecha at the end. Perhaps in this local inversion we can identify the rationale for the entire psalm's structure. By opening with the word Eilecha, towards you, the Mizmor places the focus not on the problem, but on the destination where its solution can be found. Eilecha, towards you, our God. This is the statement of the Mizmor, and it is therefore rhetorically advanced to the front of the sentence, and thereby to the front of the entire Mizmor. The word Hayoshevi in Hayoshevi Bashamayim is no different in meaning than the more common Hayoshev. The Chirik Yod at the end of Hayoshevi is not a first-person singular pronominal suffix. It is simply a hallmark of biblical poetry and is not to be translated. Just as Mikimi of Mikimi Me'afar Dal in Tehillim 113:7 does not mean He raises me, it means He raises. And the object of the verb mikimi is dal, the poor. Just as lehoshivi of lehoshivi im nedivim in the following verse does not mean to seat me, it means to seat. And the object is the same poor man of the preceding verse, who is lifted up by God to be seated with the nedivim, the noblemen. This particular example is made much clearer by its counterpart in Shmuel Aleph 2:8. Mekim me'afar dal me'ashpot yarim evyon lehoshiv im nedivim, which uses the more prosaic forms mekim and lehoshiv. Hayoshevi bashamayim is therefore an elevated poetic way to describe the Kadosh Baruch Hu.